but he's not playing tonight.
What about him?
Game time decision.
Can Carl play next week before the break, or are you probably going to shut him down for All-Star break?
I don't know. He's probably out till the break.
Did it happen in Thursday's game at some point?
It did. I'm surprised you guys didn't notice, because he wasn't out there for at least half the game.
No, it is the third period.
What's that? buried in the keys? You know we came back to win that game, right?
Yeah. Just so you know, Phil noticed.
Phil. He did.
He was doing listens to our games, though.
That's right.
So are you concerned?
We do. You see when the assistants have the headpiece in, it's not, it's to listen to you guys.
All right, go. Any concern that it would be beyond the All-Star break with
him? I don't know. Possibly. I don't know, to be honest. I just know he's probably out until the break.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, I was concerned Hedy was going to be through the break as well, and now he's back. Johnny, I thought he'd be more than one game. So hopefully that's how it works out with Matt. But I honestly, I don't know for sure.
Would you have the evaluation back today? We have a clear picture later today.
No.
We're looking to see from Witkowski if he gets a chance.
He'll get a chance. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be tonight, but he's definitely going to get a chance. We have to. Like, what if, you know, what if Matt's out for long term? What if Hedy can't come back for a while? So you have to get these guys in at some point. It's just like Nesterov. We got to see what we have. And just because if it's going to be, who knows, if things are going to be long term, you got to get these guys in. So I'd like to get, depending on how things shape up, I'd like to get Luke into one of these last two games before the break. But I'm definitely not guaranteeing it, but I'd like to.
Other than a right-handed shot, what did he show you in camp? I know you called him up briefly. You didn't play in the West Coast, but.
Well, he can skate. He's big. He's physical. He's a right-handed shot. I think he brings a little passion back there. I thought he actually had a pretty good camp. He moved pucks well. I think his big thing is when, you know, when he's holding on to pucks too long, and now he's trying to do a few things by himself, what gets him in a little bit of trouble. I think that happened when he started getting, I suppose, a little bit more comfortable. But the kid's passion for the game, his personality, his, all those things. Like, you know, he's got that fire in the belly. I love kids like that. And when kids get called up, usually it's because somebody got hurt, so you never want to see that end, but it's nice to have somebody of, you know, a guy like Luke to be able to call up. So hopefully we can get him in one of these games.
You know, it had Nesterov. You've had it for five games. What have you seen so far since he's come up?
Actually, I've been really impressed with Nesty. I think one of the things with, first of all, he can skate. So, and he's not afraid to shy away from physical contact or anything like that. So he's been up in plays. He's created, he's got a pretty good shot. He's been getting pucks to the net. I think he's got an assist in back-to-back games here where he's kind of created himself. Big reason why these goals are scored. But he's gapped well. All three zones, he's been pretty impressive. And so he's deserved to stay in the lineup, and he's going to continue to do so. And it's good for a guy that's, you know, come up from the minors and kind of inched his way in, and now he's in, and he's been doing a good job for us.
I know Palat does a lot of the dirty work on that line, the triplets group, whatever. Like that. I know that if you watch a shot like he did on Thursday, game winner, do you kind of encourage him, even shoot even more, or even the skill, obviously?
Well, no, we had to encourage him because I think we talked about it after the game, if you remember, in the second when he didn't shoot and what happened. Odd man rush, penalty, goal. And he had a little bit of time there. He got to pick his spot, but he works at it. Like that kid works on his shot afterwards. He can fire. Usually, though, he's the guy in the corner going to get it. And, his goals are deflections or tap-ins or something like that in those dirty areas. But all three of those guys have the ability to put pucks in the net and all those little soft areas, and that was a big one for us, but it was a heck of a shot. Good. Thanks.